Thunder Bay. The Bordercats may be in the middle of a lengthy losing streak, but they also don't show any quit. After dropping 6 straight on the road, the Cats on Saturday night returned home to Port Arthur Stadium, looking to right ship. Instead, they dropped a 15-9 decision to the Mankato Moondogs, walking 13 batters and hitting one more in a game in which neither pitching staff had much control on the mound, the two sides combining for 25 walks and 4 hit batters, not to mention a total of 29 hits. Unfortunately for the slumping Cats, the Moondogs made a little more of their chances, the Cats hitting into a pair of bases-loaded double plays when the game was still in reach in the middle innings, stifling any thought of a successful comeback bid. Pitching coach Nolan Atkins, filling in for manager J.M. Kelly, who was away from the team for a previously planned occasion, said it's been a rough patch for the team, but nothing they can't overcome. Yeah, obviously it's a little disappointing, the last couple of games. Guys are playing hard. They've done a really good job of not quitting. The pitching, we've got to pitch a little better to win games. The hitters are doing a good job. It's just like everyone tells their kids, you've got to get back on the horse and do it again tomorrow. The Moondogs pounced on Thunder Bay starter Jack Pinot in the first, hitting him hard, but were only able to come out of the inning with a 2-0 lead. Kai Roberts tripled to lead off the game, one of 3 hits Mankato managed in the innings. The Border Cats took the start in stride, responding with 3 runs of their own in the bottom of the first, also sending 8 men to the plate. Travis Chestnut reached on a bunt single and stole second and third, 2 of his 4 stolen bases in the contest, giving him a league-best 29 on the season, and scored on a throwing error by Mankato catcher Ariel Armas. Tyler Keough singled to score Patrick Engskov and Peter Fusick gave Thunder Bay the lead with a single to right that plated Ryder Hernandez. The Border Cats chased Moondogs starter Max Hansman in the second, Engskov picking up an RBI single and Chestnut completing a delayed steal of home, giving the home side a 5-2 lead, to the delight of the 1,055 on hand. Unfortunately, the same fate awaited Pinot in the third. 3 of the first 4 batters reached, though Pinot, L1-2, did record a pair of outs. It was the third that proved to be tricky. James Agabetis 3 smacked a single to left that brought 2 men home and Asher Brad followed with a 2-run double to left to land 2 more, the Moondogs taking a 6-5 lead they'd never relinquish. 6 more came across in the fourth with Canadian Jacob Gadjic on the mound, keyed by Roberts bases loaded, and bases clearing, double that up the Mankato lead to 12-5. Roberts finished the night 3-for-6, with 2 doubles, a triple and 4 RBI. That was a couple of fun innings, said Roberts, the third leading hitter in the Northwoods League with a .356 batting average. We were coming off a game yesterday, a 1-0 game. We got 4 hits last night and I think we kind of came into this game with a chip on our shoulder and we were looking to see balls up and keep hammering them. Thunder Bay added 2 runs in the 6th to close the gap to 12-8, but the Moondogs put it away with 3 in the 8th off reliever Ryan Vondracek, the 4th of 6 Thunder Bay pitchers on the night. The Cats and Moondogs wrap up their 2-game set on Sunday. Game time is 1:35 p.m.